Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance and Author Spotlight. I am Becky, and joining me in the co-host position for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And we are super excited to be joined by author A.L. Jackson. Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Or welcome back, I should say.
I've been before, yes. I'm excited to be here again.
It's one of those where I'm like, how long has it been since we talked to Amy? Can we justify?
Yes, we can. We can always justify it.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys just invite me. I'll be here.
We love it. Because I saw your cover reveal for this latest book, this new series that you're writing, and I'm like, there's a lot going on here. I need to know what's going on. I need to know where we're going, and we need to talk about it.
Yeah, I love these covers, like the people cover, the discreet cover. Like, I just love everything about every single cover on this series so far.
That makes me so happy. I mean, we were like, I knew that I wanted to go back to like the darker thing because it's going to be a Redemption Hill spinoff. And so we went into design for this. Like, I kind of had like a specific vision. Like, I still wanted the like super sexy, intense couples, but I wanted to add some elements to it as well, because, you know, we do a lot of like the foil stuff and the inside pages of like the hardbacks with the different. So like, we wanted to make sure there was a lot of really cool stuff and elements that each of them contained. So we could not have been more like they're just gorgeous. Like the first time I saw it, I was blown away.
Well, and I have to tell you, your release boxes that you sell on your website are some of the best boxes. Like, I think I got the first three at Time River. I didn't order this one because life and time, and I missed it. But obsessed with your book boxes. Your books are beautiful. The vellum inlays that you get, and
all the fun stuff. Yeah. I can't take credit for it because Devin does most of that. She does a lot of the sourcing. We kind of throw ideas around and then she goes and makes it happen. So she is like the magic behind that. But oh my gosh, this last box is, I told her, I was like, I have to have one for myself because every single thing in here. And she's like, no, like they're all, and I was like, no, I need one.
That's so funny. Well, she does amazing because the sourcing, every item means something, or it has just a little bit of that personalness to it. It's so fabulous. So Devin, shout out to you for being amazing. I love her.
She's awesome. I mean, like, come on now. She's amazing.
She is pretty amazing.
You're not biased or anything, though.
I mean, although we might be biased because all we had to do is email her and be like, hey, Devin. And she's like, what do you guys need? I gotcha.
She's on it always. Yeah. Like, I'll ask her something. She's like, oh, that was done 2 months ago. I'm like, okay, good.
Okay. So you guys can head over to our website at buzzingaboutromance.com to see, to read about Amy's bio and all the places to connect with her. We have that all linked up and featured over there. But we really need to talk about this new book.
Yes.
And really, we need to talk about Moonlit Ridge as a whole. Because I'm a little obsessed already.
But let me even say, this is going to be a decent sized series.
Yeah, there's 5 books.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a little bit longer because I was like, I think I was sad to get out of Redemption Hills. And so I was like, I'm going to make this just a little bit longer because I'm writing faster now and I'm publishing faster. And I was like, I think I can like make this happen and still make, because I don't like it like so spread out where people have to read the same series for years and years. I know some people love that, but I think sometimes people get bored, you know, if it's drawn out for too long. But I was like, when I had the idea for it, I was like, yes, there's 5 guys. They're total found family. I could just envision the way that they came together and all the details surrounding it. So I was like, this has to be.
Yeah. Well, there was magic in that Redemption Hills series. And I loved the series previous, which was Kiss the Stars was the first book. Falling Stars was the first.
Well, Kiss the Stars was the first, but the Falling Stars.
The Falling Star series.
Yeah.
I knew there's the name of the first book.
I do a lot of stars, you guys. Like, I'll fess up to it.
It's okay.
I can't help myself.
I mean, I love that series, but I love rock stars. And I know that rock stars are not everybody's cup of tea. Mm-hmm. But there was, like, this emotion and this grittiness. And then we went into Redemption Hills, and I don't know how you did it, but you even got grittier, but you don't go dark. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you find this gray space.
Balance. Yeah.
Is that hard to do
Yeah,
for you?
it is like, I don't know, it's like kind of what I naturally write though. It comes out that way. So, and it's so funny because I have people tell me all the time that they recommend Redemption Hills if that somebody's like, I kind of want to read dark, but I'm kind of scared to. So they say it's like the
The
gateway to dark.
gateway,
But then
yeah.
I heard somebody say the other day that somebody was like, oh, I want to start reading contemporary and they only read dark. And they're like, okay, read Redemption Hills. Because I guess it could be
Well,
the
because
other direction
it's
too.
like that perfect in between. Like you get the dark elements, but you don't have like those really dark, like key things that you need for it to be a dark romance. And I think that's the thing. Like you're right, like in that gray area, like Becky said, where it's like you kind of can, like, you're straddling the line in the
Yeah.
best way possible.
Which is so fun because I want it to, I want it to be palatable for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be so dark that some people are like, whoa, I would not touch that with like, the last book that was ever written. But I also like that, dark readers also enjoy, tend to enjoy them as well. So it's just like a fun balance.
Well, and I think one of the great things that pulls me back into your books every time is the emotion. Because so my kick of 2023, really the last 9 months, has been give me stakes over vibes. I want to see character growth. I want emotion. You can give me a book without a third act breakup. A.L. Jackson does it all the time because there's an outside source that tests the couple's, their connection, their bond. So we get that dark emotional moment without miscommunication or the couple breaking up or something like that. And you give me stakes. Like I can sink my teeth into these emotional, almost gut-wrenching stories at times. And let me tell you,
Not
people,
almost, like actually gut-wrenching stories. There's
here
no
to eternity.
almost when it comes to an Amy book.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, I feel like I've like toned down on the heartbreak recently, though. It's like more actiony than the heartbreak. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sorry, did you read
No,
Here to Eternity?
ma'am.
Because I read Here to Eternity and I had some moments.
Did you have some moments? I feel like that one was I was so excited about the end that I was just like, I think I was smiling the whole time I was writing it, even in the dark parts. I was just like,
Like, this is one of those ones where, like, it was like your core feeling, like your core style of writing, like really shined in this story. Like it's one of those books you could not put down. And it is a beefy book. Like, this is a really long book. And I was not upset about it at
love
all.
it. That makes me so happy. Well, I'm so glad that you guys enjoyed it and like felt that emotion because I just like felt like the from the first page, just like that meeting, I was like instantly hooked on them. So I think it was just like one of those things where I love the characters immediately. So like I think that just like rolled through the whole story as I was writing it.
Well, and he's so grumpy.
I know.
So I was trying to figure out if he might be your grumpiest hero yet. He was so grumpy. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, he was just like
I love
rough
everyone.
and like soft. Like, I mean, the everything about him was like my kryptonite. I mean, he just like instantly became my number one because I was like, oh, everything about him is exactly what I want my hero to be.
Well, okay, so speaking of heroes, your heroes, they come off tough, grumpy, a little jaded, a little rugged, but they aren't all bad. Like, they have this softer, hidden side. What is it about that kind of secret side to them that you love writing so much? Because I think you give it to us in almost every.
Yeah. I mean, I think because I want multifaceted characters. I love the grumpy. I love the rough. I love, people making mistakes and having regrets and all those things that make for a really juicy, great story. But also, I feel like not every, like, you can't be all bad, So I like having that piece because, a lot of times I write children. So obviously, they're going to have to be soft with the kids. They're going to be soft toward their heroine. So I like having that. Balance and like dichotomy between the two sides of them. Because I think it's a lot of times they haven't forgiven themselves for whatever they've done, but there's still like that goodness inside of them. So that's how it like gets woven together.
We get a lot, especially with River. He has his vulnerable moments and this complexity to him. And I feel like, do you think he's your most complex hero?
I mean, on some level, yes, because, and I think that his, like, you see the flashbacks and how, like, his, teenage years were. And I mean, I think he had all these, he has these so many elements of himself, between like the secret society, taking care of, his sister Raven, taking care of his son Nolan, being like the leader for, his found family. Like, he has all these pieces of him that make him like super complex. And I think he's very torn between different things, because he feels guilty over, certain aspects, and then others, he's like, I'm not going to feel guilty over that either, even when it's like, obviously like not necessarily on the most up and up. I don't want to like talk too much about it, but
We
yeah,
don't
like
want you to either.
I think him and maybe like Lyric from Where Lightning Strikes are probably my two most complex heroes, just because that one was more like a heartbreaking side of things, not so much like dark. Like, he didn't have so much of a dark, criminal past, but like he had that emotional scars and complexity where that this is like all of that plus like another layer with the the criminal history and all of that.
Well, and Charlie isn't just a wallflower either. Like, she has her own past and her own mystery surrounding her. And that's something that you do exceptionally well. I feel like I knew Charlie as a character as we got to know her, but there's still this mystery. Is that, do you feel like you're teasing, like edging your readers a little bit? Like, because I'm constantly like, what is going on? Tell me
What is happening?
more.
What is happening? Well, that's the type of story I love to read. Like, I want to be like given little breadcrumbs all the time where I'm just like figuring it out and figuring it out until I know what's happening. And so I like writing that. I love that, like, keeping you all on the edge, like, and like I love the theories that, come to life when you're, I have so many readers that message me as they're going through and like, oh, I think this is happening. And oh, what about this? And oh my God, I can't believe this, So it's like so fun to see like where different people pick up on different things. So it's so fun to do that. But I wanted her to be like, I knew that she was going to be vulnerable because of her past, but I also knew she was like crazy fierce at the same time. So she is probably my very favorite heroine I've written just because she was like a force to be reckoned with at, while she was also, had all these tragedies happen to her. So I really love writing her.
I
Well, and
mean,
I think one of the things that you do really well, and Becky and I have talked about this like ad nauseum, where we're not always a big fan of the flashback, but your flashbacks, the way that you weave them into the story, and like granted, you do change like it to third person for them. So like it's a like distinctive like difference there. But like the way you weave the flashback like into like the moments in the present, and it's like almost like memories instead of flashbacks. I just think that that works so well. And I think Charlie's story, like in those flashbacks, like was, there's just something about it. I love that. Thank you. I mean, and it's a hard balance, right? To write those flashbacks. I know, like, when I very first started writing, at that time, like, my editor was like, no, you can't write flashbacks. Like, that's just not done. And I was like, I think I'm gonna do those because I knew the way I wanted to tell my story and I knew the way I visualized it and what I wanted it to be. So, but it is like a balance because you can't have them like super long. Like, I want them just to give you like that meat, but they have to have just as much, if not more, emotion to them as the rest of the story. So I try to make sure that like when there's a flashback back, like every single thing about it is compelling and weaving that mystery. And the third person, I feel like just removes it a little bit. So it's almost like you're, like you said, like a memory. It's
Watching
almost like
out.
you're hovering over it and watching it happen. So I'm so glad that you experience it that way.
Your flashbacks are some of the only ones that we don't grumble about, just so you know.
It's true.
We
Like, well,
don't.
thank you.
We do not grumble about yours. We'll get on a tirade in an episode and start talking about flashbacks. And either I'll say or Leo will say, but not the A.L. Jackson flashbacks. We do not think that that
Well, you guys don't
applies.
even know how much I appreciate that.
You can tell your
just,
editor they were wrong.
yes, you need
well, that was
those. They
a,
work.
I probably couldn't even remember that editor's name. That was like the very first book that I wrote. And granted, the flashbacks in that book were way too long. I had a lot to learn when I started, but
Yeah,
that's
but
okay.
book one, like there's always room for growth and
Yeah,
change. Like,
absolutely. It's been a journey with every book.
well, yeah, and you've had, and we're just going to touch on it briefly, and then we'll get back to From Here to Eternity, Here to Eternity. But you've had a lot of exciting things in 2024 happen
Yeah.
for you.
Yes, it's been awesome.
It's
Like,
so
I've been like
exciting.
floating on cloud nine over here.
Redemption Hills got picked up by Entangled for paperbacks, so people will be able to find those. I think it's starting in January. I don't know. I have them
Yep,
all
January.
pre-ordered because I am that next level.
They're
I
so
mean,
pretty, though.
they're so
So
gorgeous, and
pretty.
I'm like ordering a bunch for the store because I mean, I've got it. I have to have those. I'm so excited about it, and it's just like so fun that it's like one of my very favorite series, and that they are having this like new life breathed into them is
Yeah.
the best feeling ever.
And so then also you wrote and had a romantasy picked up by Traditional Publishing. Montlake picked up a romantasy that you wrote, and you can't talk about it, and we understand, but we're so proud of you. Like, not that we
Well,
had
thank you so much.
anything to do with it, very little, but it's just.
I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm so excited about it. I started writing that book like 12 years ago. I don't know if you guys know the like story behind it.
No.
And like kind of like I felt the like it just didn't feel like the right time to publish it. Like, you know, really spicy romance was like and contemporary was like coming on, and I was like, oh, I just don't feel like this is like the right time to write and at the time I was calling it a paranormal, which is really not smart. It's like a cross of paranormal and fantasy. And so I just like as I saw like people writing it again, like seeing romantasy, I was like, ooh, I want to like dust that off and write it. So like just became like the perfect moment. And it's funny because I told my agent like maybe 7 years ago about the story, and she was like, oh yeah, no, like I couldn't sell that right now. And then 2 years ago, and we were at Book Bonanza having a meeting, and she goes, you remember that story you told me about? And she was like, I can totally sell that now. And so that's when I like actively started, you know, working on it again. And so that actually comes out January 7th. So it's coming super
Soon.
fast.
That's so exciting.
That is
It's
exciting.
so exciting to see that because sometimes I feel like for us, you're A.L. Jackson. We love your books. We've been reading them, I think, since the dawning of the podcast in 2020. And but now to see other people finding your books and to finding these incredible stories and characters, I'm just like, yay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay, so real quick, we have to talk about the chemistry and the tension that you give us in this book.
Not really
Because
anything that you put on paper, but especially
the
this one.
tension, my friend, like there was, and it wasn't, I don't want to say it was angsty,
No, because like you felt that tension between them from the moment like he locks eyes on her in the tattoo shop.
soon as he shuts the locks the door, it's like
That was like a moment. But also Trent knew what was up, people. Trent
know
knew.
he knew what was happening. I love that he just like walked out, like he's like getting a tattoo and he's like, I'm out of here.
Right?
He like puts his shirt on, like he's just walking out without getting it cleaned, and it's like he's like, you have to stop.
Let me at least wrap it up. Is this your first two tattoo parlor type
Yes, it is,
place?
shockingly. And that's why I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done that before. And I really envisioned that for him. So, and I was like, when I started writing this, I knew that it was going to be a crossover, and I was like, oh, this would be awesome if that like that's kind of how that, you know, obviously there's another history with them, but like I knew that like River had given all the Redemption Hills guys their tattoos and stuff. So I loved having that he just has his art all over everybody.
Which
Well, I
shocks
like
me.
that present day connection that you gave them too. Like it's not just like because of the past and they're not just crossing paths like randomly. Like there's a reason they still like come together.
Yeah, it was really fun to bring those characters back and to have them a part of it.
Because I don't think there's even any one of your characters that doesn't have tattoos.
Don't think so. I mean, not in the recent past. I
No.
mean, my very first books, probably maybe not, but like all the way from, and which I say this is like when I found my voice was Come to Me Quietly, which I wrote in 2012. And I think after that, like every single of my characters have been completely
Tattooed.
tattooed.
So this is Here to Eternity. I keep saying want to say From Here to Eternity, but it is not. It is here to no, it is from
No, it
here
is
to
from
Eternity. It is
from
from.
Here to Eternity.
I like
You want to keep saying just here
Here
to
to
eternity, like the
Eternity,
movie,
right? And
but
not
it is from.
From Here to Eternity. So can you give us a little insight, like what can we expect from Moonlight Ridge? Like as
Okay,
a series as a
well.
whole, what can we the reader that would like all the books tomorrow,
I'm working on it over here. Well, I think it's like hard for I don't want to like gush about it, but I'm gonna kind of gush a little bit just because
Gush
I'm
away.
so
That
excited.
is what we are
I'm
here
so
for.
excited about this series. And I think when I started dreaming it up, like all every single one of the characters just like came to life for me. Like I knew exactly like what each of the guys, what their personalities were gonna be like. So what this is, you're gonna like have a major, like this is like found family to the extreme. They all came from really rough backgrounds and they came together and took care of each other and became this family. And you're gonna get you're gonna get suspense for sure. You're gonna get super, sexy, rough, gruff heroes, alpha heroes always. And then I mean it's each of the heroines is gonna be, I think, drastically different. So this is a really fun part of it, is that there's a lot of different things happening. But yeah, you're just gonna get those super sexy, intense stories with a lot of heart, spice, suspense, banter, because I just like to weave all the things in. It's so much fun because I like, I don't love for a story just to have like one tone. So it's like I feel like this the different scenes kind of weave themselves together that way. So yeah, I'm very excited about it.
It's so exciting. Leah, do you have any
Oh wait, I'm
questions?
supposed to say there's five books, huh?
Oh, there's
I totally
five
forgot to
books.
mention that.
I'm really excited for, is it Cash? He's the reclusive dude. Like, I
Oh
like a
yeah.
recluse. Although Raven is next, and I'm very intrigued by her story.
Yes.
She's
I've already
Riker's
written
younger
that and
sister.
it's pretty like I really love
I probably will be like a bawling mess of chaos while I read that story, but I'm okay with that.
It's very emotional, but it's like really cute as well. Like it's very cute, sweet story, but like super sexy and all the suspense too. So the way that they talk to each other and interact is like I was just like swooning on every page, like, oh my
I'm very excited.
Okay, Leah. Well, we know what you're gonna be like
I
jonesy
know, I'm
for.
like thinking about it now, like
She's like,
all the
oh my God, you're such a nerd, but I love it.
things. Gosh.
Okay, From Here to Eternity releases today, October the 15th. It is available in Kindle Unlimited. It is also available in audiobook form and paperback. It is, I sampled the audiobook and I have it pre-ordered so I can have it. It's exceptional. It's Andy Arndt, and then I didn't recognize, is it a newer
Austin
person?
Stone.
Austin
Yes, Austin
Stone.
Stone.
Is he
Not to be
new?
confused with Austin Stone from Wait. I was
Oh,
like, I do have a hero named Austin Stone. He is fairly new. I mean, he's done some different audios, but he was recommended because he has that really like growly, gruff voice. So he just like fit, River to a T.
yeah, it's
I like
just
a
really
growly.
gruff, and I'm reading great reviews on it, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, I've gotten like so many people like, holy crap, that was
Like
so good. So
Aiden
gruffer, like a
Growly?
little more rumble to
Ooh,
him.
a little more gravelly.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah.
I mean, Aiden could read me the dictionary and I
I
would
think
listen to
you
it for
would.
days.
I think you would like this guy too.
Yeah, it's really good. I was excited. And
I
he's like
may
a such a
just have
sweetheart.
I may
So
just have to get the audiobook too.
yeah, I'm telling you. Okay, so now we have From Here to Eternity. It's out today. What is next? So obviously then next is your Romantasy in January.
Yep. Next out is Romantasy, which is Visions of Darkness, and that's January 7th. And then Give Me a Reason hit stores. I think January 25th or 26th. I'd have to look it up to verify what day, but it's like the last week of January. And then Under an Endless Moon,
The
which is
21st.
Otto
Give
and
me a
Raven's.
reason. Give me the reason is the 21st, because
Oh, good. Look at
see,
you.
I
You're
have
on it.
to.
So like not quite the yeah. So that's fast. That's like 2 weeks after. And then 2 weeks after that, Under an Endless Moon comes out, which is Raven and Otto's story. So it's the
Okay.
second in the Moonlight Ridge.
And then
So
February
lots
25th is
of
Say It's
awesome
Forever,
things.
which is one of my favorite books in that Redemption.
Oh, I know.
Four and
So good.
two. I
Yep.
four and two. And I'm
I love it.
looking at these edges with the sprayed
They're so
edges.
stinking pretty.
Jeez. Amy, you bought a new house. We're helping you pay for the new house. That's what we're doing.
Well, thank you.
It's community service, Leah.
I
Thank you for
mean,
supporting me.
like I needed an excuse to purchase them. I mean,
So many copies of these books,
like sometimes like you guys all get pictures and somebody has like seven of the same book, because like special edition boxes and like different things, and it's always like such an honor that somebody would go and purchase every single book. You know what I mean? Like that is like I would never in a million years think that that would happen. It's so cool to see that, and it's like my heart just like wants to burst all the time. Just I'm so grateful and overwhelmed by all the love.
Celia, she doesn't think we're crazy stalkers that we have to have every copy of the books.
I mean, I basically admitted to an author I did an interview with a couple weeks ago that I essentially stalk her, and she's like, "It's okay."
It's fine.
But you're a nice stalker.
Exactly.
Not too weird. We're normal, sort of.
I mean, it happens.
Okay, everybody, From Here to Eternity is out today. You can get it on Kindle Unlimited. Grab that audiobook. Amy, thank you so much for joining us and coming on to talking about From Here to Eternity with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was so much fun. I always love chatting with you all, so.
And we love having you because, we're
Yeah.
not crazy stalkers. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.